Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Colm O'Mungain here sitting in for Claire. Now, sometimes it's about not spending a king's ransom on cafe food on a family outing, and sometimes it's just about eating far out in the wilds. Either way, making sure you've packed a proper picnic is vital. So what's a proper picnic and how do you avoid disaster when you open the lid of that basket or bag? Our recipes are up on the website for so you can check out them. That's the rte.ie/CB. But we're joined in studio on all of this with Chef Brian McDermott. Brian, what constitutes the perfect picnic? Let's get away from, I suppose, the pain of packed lunches and the pleasure of picnics. What's the difference?
Yeah, well, look, a picnic is something that you eat outdoors, but it takes an awful lot of preparation. And I think that starts in the mind, because it's a great time to eat what you want, when you want, because you're deciding we're going outdoors, we're going on an activity. And whether that is as a family at the zoo, whether you're going to an activity centre, you know, or you're picking something really scenic and beautiful for an occasion and you're looking just to engage back with somebody maybe that needs a special conversation, that's the platform I think it creates. Food then comes secondary to it. But of course, the minute we mention food, we go, is it crisps? Is it nuts? Is it, what is it? And what do we prepare? And I think the time spent in the morning, I have two girls, Colm, and I find that if I can get up before them, get it all prepared, because girls take notoriously a long time to get ready, where I'm dying to go, get out there.
Says the man who makes the picnic.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's done, dusted and packed before they're out of their bed and hair's washed.
Right. So are you a sandwich person or are you a cooked food option? I suppose let's start with sandwiches. And the basics, what kind of bread first off?
Yeah, look, when it comes to bread, you know, have something that's crusty, the style like a baguette. Why? Because it's not going to go soggy. It's going to keep that outer crust. It's baked. It's a barrier. Splitting it and filling it. The filling choices are important. I think go layers when it comes to breads, whether it is a pita bread, sourdough that you've just sliced down. They're all good alternatives to have, because all the bread does is really it encloses everything within. So we're not talking here about an egg and onion. That's a disaster, because for two reasons, the smell, and second, it doesn't travel that well, but also it falls out. So if you layer it, say it's ham, for me I love a ham, cheese, mustard, I make no apologies for it, that's my favourite sandwich. But if you're layering it up, when you're eating it, then it's not dropping out and it's not spilling on top of you. So, you know, bread is the first key choice. Think chutneys, things that you can spread on that can give instant impact and flavour. I think of things like a little simple caprese salad. What is it? It's tomato, Irish tomato season. You know, season the tomato.
You go tomato. You don't fear the sogginess, or are you enclosing your tomato between your layers? Yeah, how do you waterproof your bread from the tomatoes?
Yeah, you've got it there. Okay, so if you are going with the caprese, you know, it's going to be the lettuce, the tomato, the basil, the mozzarella. And I tend to slice my buffalo mozzarella, dry it out, season it with a little bit of olive oil over the top of it, cracked black pepper. Let that sit at room temperature, because that brings the life back into it. Know that you're ready to make the sandwich. Start to layer it, pack it up and in, and then, you know, if you need to half it, if it is a baguette for example, half it, wrap it in parchment, not cling film, and I just write someone's name on it. You know, there's one for Colm. Why? Because he doesn't like basil. So you're not doing that whole thing of picking them out and going, well, who owns the one without basil? You're speeding up and you're taking down the intensity of, God forbid, any domestic that may happen on a family picnic.
And for environmental reasons, as much as anything else, wrapping it in the likes of baking parchment means that you're not using as much plastic and you can write on it.
Yeah, totally. And if you want to tie a little string on it and become real posh, then do that. You're all of a sudden into that sort of summer, dare I say it, British style afternoon tea.
All right. What about vegetarian options in your sandwiches?
Yeah, for me, I do the likes of roasting peppers. Why? Peppers are sweet and they're beautiful and they can withstand a little bit of crunch. Remember, we can eat them raw. Why are we roasting them? Because we're increasing the flavour. We're bringing in caramelisation. We love that. We can't toast the bread because it will go a bit soggy if you toast it. You need to eat it while it's toasted and warm. So let's work on toasting the likes of peppers into a pan, drizzle rapeseed oil, season them, a little bit of fresh thyme or rosemary into it. If you want a bit of pesto in there, load it up with some hummus. I've given a recipe for homemade hummus, and sometimes we go conveniently, we purchase that and we buy it when we recognise that, do you know what, it only takes a couple of minutes to make it. And when I say loaded hummus, you know, with the roasted pepper, even bring in yellow pepper, a little bit of colour, visual, brighten it all up, and you can put what you want in there. You can put some butternut squash in alongside it, roast that in small dices. You decide what you want to do, but two or three roasted vegetables, peppers, and again, maybe even tomato. Pestos are great. We mentioned the chutneys, but for me, hummus, the creaminess and the beautiful flavour delivers.
And if you're going for something with oil on it, like those roasted peppers, are you better going for a kind of a crunchier bread? And you can dispense with butter in that case.
Yeah, well, the thing about butter doesn't travel that well either. And oil, you know, if we're out in the continent, we're going to get breads that we dip in oil. So let's bring the oil into it. And you're right, whether you can add that in through the hummus, whether you can add that in through the pesto, or you can add that directly onto the roasting, like your peppers that we mentioned. Maybe it's red onion. Radish is great and excellent in there. That can go in cold. It adds a nice bitterness. All you're trying to create with a sandwich are what I refer to as four taste buds: sweet, sour, bitter and salt. You know, the chutney will give it because it's made with sugar, vinegar, salt. The likes of, you know, maybe a relish, you're getting all those flavours in. The rest's about texture and knowing that you're getting your substance. But do remember, the likes of sandwiches that we're talking about, they're long days. They're picnics that you think, OK, I've got to drive half an hour, 40 minutes, whatever it is. I'm out there for 4 or 5 hours. There is other options. Maybe you're just going on a quick mid-morning. And if that is the case, then you're looking at snacks, you know, versus the sandwich. And nice salads are a good idea for things like that as well.
Right. Do you make it the night before or do you make it that morning? Because if you want to go early and hit the road and avoid all of that kerfuffle in the morning you're talking about, will some of the stuff you're talking about survive the night in the fridge and into the following day in your icebox?
Yeah, when it comes to the likes of the roast and the peppers, cooling them down. When it comes to the salads, absolutely. Particularly pasta salad, which I adore. What am I thinking here? I'm thinking a fork only, the only utensil that you need, into a small bowl. What type of pasta? Spaghetti doesn't work because it slips all over the place and it falls on you. So cook the pasta the night before. Fusilli, penne pasta, anything that you can stick a fork into it. You know, dried pasta is fine. Get that cooked, cool it in cold water. The next morning then you decide. I'm going with the likes of radishes, maybe a roasted, again, maybe tomato. Balsamics are good because they're vinegary. Anything that brings in the big, powerful taste buds, sweet, sour, bitter and salt, they're going to make any salad, any sandwich taste a lot better. Make them up. Put them into the fridge, chill them down, because what you're actually doing then is you're ensuring that you're going to keep the food cooler longer, which ultimately is going to mean it's a lot safer to enjoy.
Right. And if you're cooking a large quantity of pasta, do you put the pesto on when it's warm to avoid it kind of congealing in the colander?
No, if it's for a salad, you know, don't introduce heat to the pesto if it's not required or needed. You know, a good thing as well is, let's say you took a chicken breast and you brushed your pesto on that, cook it into the chicken breast and let the chicken go cold. Slice that and add that for a longer trip into your salad as well. Then you're bringing in protein, but cool the pasta, cold water, drain it, and you're draining it through a sieve. Once it's kind of cold and dry, put then your flavours, your pestos in there, because you're looking for them to kind of, like a little sponge, bring it in, hold it and identify, this is pesto. Have no surprises.
What's your basic picnic kit? Because you're talking about a mix there of foods that you're going to need to keep chilled for food safety reasons. And, you know, you're going to need a certain basic kit for this, between boxes and bags and all of that kind of thing.
Yeah, and you need to really think about that, because if you're the only one that's left carrying, you know, what's the weight in there? We haven't even mentioned drinks, and they add an awful lot of weight to it. So, you know, pick your location well. And if it's with kids, I always think, pick a location that's near a park that gives them the likes of activity. If you have a picnic bag or a cooler bag, that is essential. Here are the rules. You've only got, you know, when food comes out of the fridge or out of a cooler bag, you've got 90 minutes to consume it before bacteria grow, multiply and double. That's not a fear factor, it's a fact. So keep food as cool as long as you can. Cooler bag will do that. Add in some of those little ice packs. Keep it zipped up. That's going to ensure that you've got 4 to 5 hours out of it then for the remainder of your day. You know, and then when you're taking it out, you're only going to go at this once. You know, it's one meal, one picnic, depending upon the occasion. And then once you're eaten, done, whatever's left at that stage, you know, haven't eaten, get it back and get it discarded, because that's where the planning comes in. The likes of the hummus, only take what you need. Put it into the sandwich, or if you're dipping it in with maybe some vegetables that you've cut up, take small little containers of it, not the amount that you've made. Leave that behind in the fridge for the next couple of days.
All right, so individual portions if possible, if you can invest in those little sealable plastic pots type thing, the reusable ones, bring them with you and hand one out to everybody.
They're perfect, and it stops this, you know, almost this twister game going on over the top of the picnic basket where you're reaching across, and you know, there's no such thing as family kind of sharing style in a picnic. That's why I'm in favour of small containers, individualised, know who's going with you, know what they like, so that again they're getting what they want and you've notified them of it the night before or that morning.
Right.
This is what we're having.
So you've got your cooler bag there, you've got your ice packs in it, a blanket for the ground to avoid avoid contact with the ground.
Yeah.
So you've pastas, sandwiches, that's one option. But sharing is an option too. And that's where some of the salad ideas you have.
Yeah, and if you're sharing, it tends to come down to maybe it's a romantic picnic. And if it is, and it is for two, then your location is different. If you're sharing what you need and what they suggest, the likes of little charcuterie boards, what does that mean? You know, we're not.
What would you put on that?
Yeah, I would just take my continental meats. You know, there's some really good sort of charcuterie out there at the minute, which is our cured chorizos, things that you can tear. Put, they're come on a little board, and you can again just put your fork in or lift off the likes of olives, the likes of tomatoes, the likes of your hummus. You know, crackers, cheese. They're all nice sharing. Conversational in a sort of secluded area that you're going to say we're having an occasion here that is meant to be a romantic style of a picnic versus a family one.
All right, drinks, you mentioned them, and yet you have to bring them with you, but you can bring a bit of picnic pizzazz to the drinks you bring as well.
Yeah, homemade lemonade, like we look past it, we rush out, and you know, it's become very expensive out there for lemonade in general. Just get your lemons, you know, 4 to 6 in general, and we say unwaxed. What do we mean by that? It's the ones that, you know, wax is put on a lemon to allow it to travel and to keep the shelf life. You'll know, you feel and you see it. If you can only get waxed into boiling water for about 15 seconds, take it out, rub it with a cloth, that wax will come off. What does that do? It releases the aroma, the flavour, the essential oils that comes from a lemon, which is key. If you've got lemons, you make lemonade, and that is key to it. Zest down those lemons, put it into a pot. We're adding some sugar and water, and we're making a syrup. You make a syrup by boiling it up. Let it cool down. Put it into your bottle, your flask or your container. Add some sparkling water into that, maybe a couple of mint leaves. You have the most delicious, beautiful, carbonated, because of the sparkling water, lemonade that will refresh you. But more importantly, it will hydrate you. That is key and vital. And keep little snacks with the drinks as well. So let's say you've got a bottle of water. Like I put lemon in mine. Some people prefer cucumber, and all sorts these days going into water. But important to have it while you're on the go. And say you're at an activity centre, you've taken the kids, you're in between, you're queuing up. Little bags of nuts to make sure they're not going hungry. You know, and particularly just before a safety briefing.
Right. And there's obviously in order to get people to eat their sandwiches, in some cases, there has to be some kind of a sweet bribe at the end. So what's a good sweet treat? In my day, it used to be the fruitcake in the picnic basket. But any other things are good?
Look, we're giving a recipe today for lovely cookies. And again, you have to make these the night before. But they're simple because they bring in a little bit of fruit. They bring in chocolate chips. They've got the golden syrup. They've got the sugar. They've got the butter. They've got the flour. Those are the key main ingredients for any biscuit tile of any style that's going to be sweet. This one's made, it's rolled into cling film like you're going to roll a sausage. You chill it down, you slice it, and then you cook it for around about 8 minutes, and then, you know, you let it cool. These are brilliant. But the likes of brownies, again, know who's going with you, know what their sweet treat involves in their head, take it to that level and keep it for near the end in suspense. It's almost like, ah, we've got one thing left to do here. And it is that sugar. Gives you the buzz, gives you the energy that you need. Because remember, Colm, if we have walked to the forest as the most scenic part of where we want our picnic, we have to walk back, and we need that energy, albeit you'll be walking back a lot lighter because your cooler bag is now in your stomach.
Lighter in the bag, maybe heavier in the stomach. Okay, we're just going to look at a couple of headlines before we go. Protesters disrupted the opening of the government's consultative forum on international security at UCC this morning. A French submersible capable of reaching the seabed and transmitting images has been sent down to search the North Atlantic for missing deep sea vessel containing 5 men. And an Oireachtas committee has heard that government ministers are to meet hotel operators next week to address the high cost of rooms. And that's our lot. Thanks for listening. You can catch up on anything you might have missed on this morning's show on the RT Radio app. Today's programme was produced by Niamh Lyons. Research was by Jen Gannon, and the broadcast coordinator was Jarlath Holland. On sound, Ciarán Dunne. And now it's time to go over to Louise.
Thank you, Colm.